Howdy. Welcome back to the Sea Scouts Lookout Podcast. My name is Chris, and I currently serve as the Sea Scout National Support Lead for CSTs 7 and 8, and I'll be co-hosting this episode today.
Hi, I'm Lori Marshall. I'm the National Sea Scout Support Lead for CSTs 1 and 2. And we're today joined by my lovely little friend from Winterfest, Jack. So, do you want to introduce yourself to everyone?
My name is Jack Lehman, and I have the pleasure of serving as the National Sea Scout Support Lead for CSTs 4, 5, 6, and 9.
All right, Jack. So today, we want to ask you a couple of questions about your experience at an event that occurred not too long ago, that event being Winterfest. So, Winterfest, just kind of a base view of it, an event full of a bunch of different competitions and explorers, venturers, Sea Scouts, and also Order Scouts, BSA troops can attend. A lot of these events that I've seen, at least that I've seen, are also related to various like career fields like field service, law enforcement, EMS. So we just want to ask you a couple of questions, kind of get your read of the event.
I think you nailed kind of the general overview of what Winterfest was.
Alrighty, so we'll get started with our first question. So besides seeing me at Winterfest, what made you want to go to Winterfest?
So Winterfest is always kind of on like the east side of the country. It's one of those like larger gatherings of older youth, that there was over it was over I think 1500 scouts there, and like that was pretty awesome. And it was always something that I like thought about going to, but it's always a bit of a drive. So I'm from Michigan, and Tennessee is about 10 hours, so it was always a bit far. But having the opportunity to go this year and help out and staff was, I think, an awesome opportunity that I just thought, hey, there's this thing that I've always kind of wanted to go to, this large gathering of scouts and scouters, and I just, jumped on the opportunity, and I'm glad I did. It was an awesome time.
Yeah, I am personally sad that I couldn't attend. A bit, also a bit of a drive for me being over here in Texas. However, I am curious. You kind of mentioned like why you wanted to attend, but how was your actual experience there?
It was awesome. Just like that, the atmosphere. It was at the like a like rec center with this massive gymnasium, and all the activities were going on, and the atmosphere was just so loud, so energetic, and it was awesome seeing, like that many scouts engaged in all these different activities, especially coming out of, the pandemic and everything, seeing everyone so like together and engaged. And it was pretty awesome, kind of just like from that first moment of like seeing everyone set up and like the calm before the storm to, seeing everyone participating in the activities. It was an awesome time. I loved it.
So I know we talked to quite a few people. We went live on YouTube and everything like that. So what was your like environment of all the people that we talked to and just like what was it like to be there?
Like I said, it was very high energy, which I really enjoyed. It's, never really fun when you like have an event with all these fun activities and people are like not that into it. It was really great seeing everyone super into all the events. And like you said, we one of our jobs at Winterfest was they had a live stream. They live streamed the event, and so different hosts would walk around and survey everything that was going on, and that was pretty fun to be able to walk around and interview some of the participants and see everyone having a great time.
Right. So I know earlier I mentioned, at least from what I know, that there are a lot of events relating to career fields. I guess just from what you observed, what kind of events were there?
It was really interesting. So the majority of the youth participants were from explore posts, which is a lot of it's a part of the Scouts BSA, but a lot of Scouts BSA don't really have any interaction with it, and they're more career focused on those kind of like EMS and fire rescue. And so there were local police departments and fire departments from all over kind of that Tennessee, Northern Georgia area, that put on different relays of like you would put on all the fire gear and the big helmet, and you would run up to a fake fire hydrant and try and hook up the hose as quick as you could with your unit. Or they had like a relay of trying to hold a stretcher with a mannequin on it without tipping it over and trying to keep it as stable as you could. And they had multiple relays of like in the that big heavy fire rescue gear, you know, trying to go over obstacles and hop over things and crawl under things and do it for like a certain time. And then at the end they had a big award ceremony for like what unit had like the fastest time of all those different tasks. They had for law enforcement, it was really interesting. They had these different scenarios that groups would be graded on, like scenarios involving like arrests or searches or negotiating to help give those explorers kind of like a gauge of the things that they would do as having a career in law enforcement. And then EMS had various like first aid scenes that they could be graded on as well, like a car accident or some kind of a mass casualty event. So all these groups would participate and compete, and there'd be an award ceremony at the end.
So we talked a little bit about like where it's at, but would you rather have the event inside or outside?
I think we were blessed with really good weather in Tennessee, at least for this time of year. It was a bit odd. I was expecting, you know, February tends to be cold. And it was quite warm. And I think that if the weather seems to be nice, then absolutely hold it outside. Love it. But you know, February can be hot or cold, and I think at least with the type of events that were had, I think that, you know, with the some of the variability in the weather, I think inside was kind of, you know, the way to go.
All right. So I know you kind of described a lot of the events and kind of the career focus part of it. At least to me, it's almost like campery-esque, where, you know, there are lots of different competitions, kind of awards at the end, kind of who did what. In terms of just the entire event overall, what do you think was the bi biggest success of Winterfest?
Like I said earlier, I think the participation. I think that, you know, especially like at the awards show, like seeing all the various units, all the venture crews and explorer posts and Scouts BSA troops and Sea Scout ships, so energetic for like the awards that they were getting from their various competitions, and seeing everyone so engaged was definitely my favorite part. Seeing all the participation, which is something that I think is pretty awesome, you know, just. It's pretty cool to see everyone so into it, you know?
We talked about like kind of the biggest success with it. But you personally, what was your favorite part of going to Winterfest?
Oh, my personal favorite part of being there. I would say being able to interact with a lot of the people that I've met over Zoom. The National Quarterdeck and the National Venturing Officers Association is so spread out nationally. And the entire NVOA was there as well, and people that I've, you know, worked with over Zoom in the past, and being able to meet them in person for the first time was, I think, my personal favorite part. Although that might not be related to the event itself, that was, I think, my favorite part.
I'm still looking forward to seeing you guys in person. Maybe Nowak, we'll see.
See you there.
See you there. In terms of, once again, the event, one of the things as scouts that we value a lot is feedback, and that being constructive, just kind of how we can improve the event for next year. So, what is one thing that you would have changed at the event?
I know that this comes from a place of Sea Scout bias. However, at the center where it was, the building with the pool was kind of far away and hidden away from the building with the big gymnasium where most of the people were. And at the in the pool building, they had like scuba diving and different like lifeguard relays and things. And it was pretty tucked away, and it wasn't really publicized, I think. And I think that at least from my point of view as a Sea Scout and someone who enjoys water sports, those activities could have been, you know, I don't want to say closer because you can't like move the pool, but I think more promoted or better signage, I think, could be something to improve on next year. However, there was a pretty good turnout, but you know, from a Sea Scout, there could always be more people on the water.
Yeah, so I know we went exploring a lot and got lost a few times trying to find the pool, but once we got there, it was worth it. So with all the people that were there, how can scouts get involved for Winterfest next year?
Winterfest next year, they've just published the dates. and it will be February 7th through the 9th of 2025. And as that event kind of nears, come later this year, opportunities for staff will start to roll out, and so will the different information on signups and competitions and things. So if you want to get involved on the staff side, definitely reach out. They're always looking for people, especially if you're interested in shows and lighting and live streaming and video production. That's a big thing that happens behind the scenes at Winterfest. And then also if you're interested in participating and seeing all of these different kind of competitions that are super fun, definitely sign up to go as a participant and have an amazing time. So again, Winterfest next year is the 7th through the 9th of February, and as later in this year, signups and things will start to roll out.
Perfect. We do love event promotion here. So,
Oh yeah.
one final question for you, sir, before we tie everything up. You going next year?
Oh, absolutely. I'm not sure if the opportunity to staff will still be there, but even as a participant, I will still be a youth, and I'm hoping to drag my ship down there, and I think that we'd have a blast. So definitely going as with my ship next year, if I can manage to drag them down there.
All right. That's all we had for you today. Before we go ahead and close out, I want to give you the time to kind of speak your piece. Is there anything you want to say to anybody listening in?
Not in particular. I'm very, very blessed to have this opportunity to speak on Winterfest, as I did have an amazing time, and I really want to encourage people to go out there and participate in an event like this. If your council has, events, camporees, things like that, I encourage you to go to them and bring that energy that was so prevalent at Winterfest that made it such an awesome experience.
All right. Thank you for your time. Once again, this is the Lookout Sea Scout podcast. My name is Chris.
And I'm Lola.
And we'll catch you guys next time. Bye.